Hey, Barry, what made Jaguars the right fit for you?
Well, for me, I was in Dallas for 7 years. And when I was taking, my opportunities to look at teams in free agency, I kind of went down the roster here in Jacksonville and just saw how much talent they have at such a young age. I mean, it's a young, hungry team on all three sides of the game, which is special teams, offense, defense. So just coming in here, just put my vet leadership, to work, and hopefully we can get this team going in the right direction. But like I said, they have all the talent in the world. We just got to all buy in, and things will get done.
Follow up to that, you've been on a couple playoff teams and also a team that struggled for a year and turned it around. How much can you bring that experience to this locker room?
Oh, yeah, like you said, I've been through all of it. I've been from, three straight 8-8s to 4-12 to 12-4, 13-3, all that good stuff. So I've been in a roller coaster with the Cowboys. But down here, I mean, like I said, we got the talent to do anything. And we just got to put the work in. Yeah, it looks great on paper, but the defense looks great, offense looks great, everything looks great on paper. But we got to be willing to put the work in to be able to reap the benefits. And hopefully with my presence here, Clayus Campbell's coming in here as well, and A.J. Boye and everybody that they're bringing in, hopefully we can help lead this team in the right direction. And hopefully the sky's the limit.
This is a very young roster. How much did last year, dealing obviously with Prescott and everybody, teach you that youth isn't an excuse?
Oh, it's definitely not an excuse. I mean, you can come in here and you can have all the accolades in the world, but if you don't put the work on the field, it's not going to mean anything. And that's the type of mentality I hope to bring here to this team. It's just that, to be successful in life, you got to put the work in. I mean, nothing's going to be just handed to you. So hopefully I can bring that same mentality here and keep it moving in the right direction.
Barry, how have they talked to you about how they want to use you here, and how do you think it'll fit with your comfort level?
Well, they've talked to me a little bit, and they want to use me and Gibson kind of like interchangeably, to where, I won't always be in the box. I'll be in the deep half, or I'll be in the deep third, and maybe sometimes Gibson will be down there. So we just got to switch up the look so, offenses don't get the big tendency like, oh, Church is on that side of the field, so he's always going to come down. No, we got to switch it up like that. So that's how they feel like they've been using me, and I'm comfortable with that as well. In Dallas, we played pretty much 75% of the time was man-to-man coverage. So I'm pretty comfortable with man-to-man and in zone. So the way they're using me is pretty good for me.
You played, obviously, against the Giants and Tom Coughlin mm-hmm. for a while. Was him being here an attraction for you to come here, too? Or did that play any factor?
I wouldn't say that played a big factor into it. The biggest factor, I believe, for me coming down here was just seeing the potential that this team had, and just seeing that I could be a part of something special. And just adding Coach Coughlin to that is just, added bonus. I mean, he's going to get the most out of every player that we have here. I mean, he's stern on what he believes in, and if we can buy in as a team and what he believes in, we'll be in pretty good shape.
Undrafted free agent to this point now, how gratifying is it?
Oh, man, words can't even describe it. I mean, I broke down so much today trying to get myself together to sign that thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. But, I put a lot of work in it, too. I came, like you said, undrafted, 7 years with the Cowboys and special teams, then went to there and then became a starter. So I put the work in, but there's definitely still some more work to do because I've yet to win a championship. I've only won one playoff game, so there's still a lot of work to be done, and I'm excited about it.
Where do you think Romo's going to end up?
My best bet, I would have to say Houston. Just because all that trade went down, and I feel like they have enough space for him. So he should be a good fit in there, and I believe we get to play him twice a year, so that'll be pretty interesting.
Barry, how big of an adjustment is it going to be for you to go from that juggernaut in Dallas to here?
I shouldn't be that big of an adjustment as far as, wins, because, I mean, shoot, you got last year, I mean, you guys were down a little bit last year, but the year before that, I mean, you were on the way up, so I don't think it'll be adjustment as far as, playing with anybody. The city's beautiful. It's unbelievable. It's a very great friendly town or a family town, and that's what I want to raise my children in. So it shouldn't be that big of a difference. I'm just looking forward to going on this football field and doing work.